Inside on Business the News Hour is brought to you by the Creamer Law Firm of West Des Moines, getting things done for you. CreamerLaw.com. Triplett Office Essentials, extraordinary service and solutions for your business. Triplets.com. And Iowa Computer Repair, you want your computer to work, and that's what they do. IowaComputerRepair.com.
Welcome back to the News Hour. Grateful, as always, that you are with us today. This is kind of fun. I'm typing and trying to talk at the same time. Two things I don't do very well. But the Windsor Heights Chamber of Commerce had their golf outing today over at Waveland. And I had never been to the Waveland golf course or the clubhouse. It is absolutely stunningly gorgeous. It is the oldest public golf course west of the Mississippi River, having been constructed in 1901. And the inside of the clubhouse, I mean, it is amazing. It is just amazing. And so if you have the opportunity to go out there, you know, I must be perhaps the only person in all of Des Moines that's never been there before, but I was so taken back by how neat that course is and how wonderful that building is at the same time. We do have some great treasures here in the capital city. With us in studio is Nancy Pym. Speaking of in the metro area, Nancy and I met each other at an Urbandale Chamber function a couple of weeks ago, and she was telling about her business and Learning RX and what's going on there. So I said, hey, why don't you come on by the News Hour and let's talk about this. Welcome to the News Hour.
Thank you, Michael.
Grateful to have you here.
I'm glad to be invited. Thank
you.
You
know, I had the misconception that the Learning RX was one of these preparatory types of businesses for young students wanting to advance in their education. But that's not exactly what this is.
Nope. There, a lot of people have that misconception. We do fall under the umbrella of educational services.
Sure.
That's about where the similarities end. Most people automatically jump to tutoring because that's the most prevalent thing in America. But we do not tutor. We identify the underlying cognitive skills that are holding someone back from performing at their peak performance.
So, exactly. And what I think is so cool about this, this is really behavioral work, right? This is looking at behaviors and methods and trying to help a person where they're at learn better.
We first find out what skills are working for them and what are weak, and then we develop a one-on-one program to strengthen those skills so that they can take that into the classroom or into their career or into any aspect of their life that needs to be better.
Give us a snapshot of what your sweet spot client would be like. I mean, are they across age demographics?
We have clients from 5 to 85. We have the typical student is someone who is struggling with learning to read. But we also have people that have, you know, got done okay, and all of a sudden they're having some struggles. We have a large contingency of juniors and seniors that are looking at college and thinking, you know, I really had to work hard in high school. College is just going to be overwhelming.
What are some of the very common things that you find that are an obstacle to learning?
Memory and processing speed.
Really?
Yep.
Processing speed, kind of like a computer, right?
Right.
So here's exactly the problem, right? And how long it takes you to process that problem?
That's right. Or just taking in information and responding to it.
Nancy Pym, ladies and gentlemen, is with us. She is with the Learning RX of Ankeny and of West Des Moines. And online, you've got this neat little comprehensive test
that
people take. And it's about 8 or 10 questions here. And for example, slightly less, how do you rate has difficulty maintaining attention? That would be me.
Yes.
It takes a long time to complete tasks. That would be me.
Okay.
I'm ready. Poor reading comprehension. I do pretty good there. Often asked to have things repeated. No, and actually I don't, but my wife does that anyway. Poor sense of direction, reading skills. All of these things are barriers,
symptoms that lead us to the solution.
Okay.
To identifying those.
So how do you recognize gains in this?
When a person comes to us with a set of issues, we administer a test, Woodcock-Johnson test of mm-hmm. cognitive abilities. Then we have an intake consultation with them. From then, they decide whether or not to enroll in the program. At the end of the program, we administer a comprehensive test again, and we compare the pre and post results.
And then you work with these people
during the program.
During the entire program. How long is the program?
They can range from 12 to 32 weeks, and it depends on the scores from the initial assessment.
Success ratio? Off the charts.
Off the charts. I've got a chart right here in in a 24-week program. These are the gains we get in years. 2.5 years in processing speed, 3.25 years in long-term memory, 4.5 years in visual processing.
Wow.
It just goes on and on.
Because what you're doing is you're treating the symptoms of the case that has...
We're treating the cause.
Mm-hmm. That these people have failed to learn. Yeah. Uh-huh. Nancy Pym, ladies and gentlemen, the business is called Learning RX. Now, it's not a tutoring program. It is a way to fix the things that are going on in your world, in your personal brain matter, to be able to help you to learn more effectively. Thank you very much for coming in.
Thank you for having us.
Nancy Pym, ladies and gentlemen, see Urbandale Chamber. You guys do rock, and that's why we meet great people just like this. For all of us associated with Insight on Business, it would be Michael Tallman behind the controls, Monica Murray, Dustin Halderson, our technical director, Mark McDowell, who puts together the logs and all the other great stuff that we do around here. Jimmy Olson is the voice of Insight on Business, and Mary Serra is the liaison between us and the Des Moines Radio Group. For all those folks, my name is Michael Libby. The Cubs are coming up next. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good night.